The institution of Slichas goes back to the time of the Gaonim. The Gaonim talk about the importance of getting up early. They talk about doing it by Shmoras HaBoker, which was the original minhag, to do it just before dawn. The Rambam talks about it. The main idea of Slichas is, of course, Yud Gimel Midos, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, that there's a bris that Hashem set up with Moshe, that if the Kali Yisrael invoke Yud Gimel Midos to ask for a mechila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that it will not go unanswered. But there's also a structure to Slichas, and the Levush, in a beautiful way, in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, describes, it's really mentioned in earlier sources in Rishonim as well, that there's a pattern which is similar to a regular tefillah. As you notice, we start with an Ashrei, and then you have a Kaddish, like you would do, for example, Mincha. And then you have what would be the equivalent of Psukei Dezimra, which is what the Psukim are, when you start with Chashem Atzdaka and Shemir Tefillah, which are Psukim of Shevach from Tehillim. And even though the Psukim are from different places, but they're strung together in such a way that there's almost like a feeling like it's one organic composition, which is Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have the piyutim, which really were added later on by specific paitanim, talking about the period, probably early Rishonim. And there are certain, obviously certain individuals that are known for having written specific piyutim and slichas. And then, but that was added afterwards. Then you have the Yud Gimel Midos, which is the equivalent of Tefillas Yud Ches. In other words, it's a structure of a tefillah. So the equivalent of a Shemona Esrei would be the Yud Gimel Midos. And then you have a Tachanun at the end, again, like you'd have at the end of Mincha, and also a Kaddish Tiskado at the end. So you recognize that this is really a Maimad, a formal type of a tefillah. It's a different idea. It's not Shemona Esrei. It's a tefillah that asks for Bakashas Mechila, for Hashem to forgive us. The fact that we also, and we have the vidui as well as part of the union of asking for kaparas or misvada, the idea of the piyutim, which in a certain way you wonder how does it fit with the larger theme. A lot of the piyutim are not so much about kapara, asking for kapara, they're talking about the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, almost like kinis and tisha b'av. How does it fit within the larger theme? So I think the answer is, there is a language of the Siddur Isha Yisrael, which is the old Siddur Hagra is called Isha Yisrael. It was put together by Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, Yitzchak Meltzin. He also wrote a sefer on Melachos of Shabbos called Shvisas HaShabbos. And he has the following comment. Ba'amira Slichos Yizar Ma'od Kaba B'li B'tshuva G'mura V'yivke L'fnei Hashem. The answer is the Yivkel Shvichas Daman Shel Tzadikim Haniska V'Slichas. So he talks about a person should be touched and feel the sorrows of Klal Yisrael, specifically how it's described, how Tzadikim were killed, and that's part of what allows for Kapara. So the idea could be that the Mesius Yisham writes in discussing Chassidus in Perek Yutes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves somebody who loves Klal Yisrael. The more that a person extends himself to feel connection to Klal Yisrael, so that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness. The language of the Mesillas Yesharim is the Elohim Haroim Ha'amitim Shal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Behem Harbe Shemosir Matzman Al Tzono V'dorishim Mishtadlim Al Shlomam V'tovasam V'chol Adrachim V'omdim V'tamid B'peretz L'spal Alei Muvatel Hagzeros. This is not just for Yechidei Skula, for Moshe Rabbeinu, after Chet HaEgel, for the Chavetz Chaim, if they used to go into an attic and used to hear him crying about the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael. It's for every one of us to some extent. In other words, we have to recognize we're not just in it for ourselves. We have to identify with the Klal Yisrael, the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael, and there's always what to feel if you really think about it. There's always... And so the Slichas capture, the Piyutim capture, from the perspective of those who composed it, whatever they were recording, but we can certainly identify with that, with the historical tzaras, and also to the extent that there's also today what to relate to. So that's part of the process of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of the hachana for Yemei Hadin. What we have at the end, the Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu, these piyutim, we tend to go through it very quickly, which really is not correct. The Chidah writes in Birkei Yosef, Mashenagu Ktsas Lomar Aneinu Avinu Aseh Matshmecha B'mehiris Gadol Yesh Levatel Mithaga. It's not correct. The truth is, this part of Slichus goes back to Rav Amram Gaon, even before a lot of the compositions of the Slichus, which are the piyutim. They had the structure of the Slichus with Aseh Laman Shemecha, Aseh Mani Mitecha, Aseh Mani Bisecha. But it's hard when you're saying everything so quickly. I know by the Sfaradim, they say it together in unison, like a chant. Aseh Laman Shemecha, each stanza, and then it becomes easier to say it with everybody. In general, sometimes it's hard, especially for people who are naturally more inclined to involve themselves with high levels of Talmud Torah, to be able to put all that aside and to devote time to say slichus with everybody else. So you say, people might think, well, it's one thing someone is really not so good at learning Torah, so their thing is to daven. So they'll daven slichus, they'll say Tehillim. But for me, you know, okay, I can do my own thing. And the poskim mentioned this as a big yetzahara that we should try to avoid. The Birkei Yosef from the Chidah writes, again, Tavko Peyal, if it's beginning Pilchus Rosh Hashanah, where Slichus is mentioned, he says, Yosef tov b'yom eilu laharvo slichos etachanunim im hatzibur milomot. Better to say Slichus than to learn. V'chein ra'isi, he says, v'tzatz rabbanim, she'tamid hayu asukim v'gufi halachos v'chiburim. They were generally very involved with learning in depth. V'chodesh elul, they used to say, slichas all of elul, hayu manichim tzatz misidram l'mod girsa v'tachanunim. They were more involved with slichas. The Matthew Ephraim writes, in Siman Tav Kofei Aleph as well, en lifrosh me'atzibur, Be'ez amira slichus, not to go do your own thing. Va'afilu misha chashka nafsho b'Torah, v'hu masmid v'limud ma'od, big masmid. Be'ez hazos yishtatef im atzibur hashovchem leiv kamayim ufnei b'nei v'shem hashemayim melech hafetz b'chayim. There's a sefer called Seder Hayom. He lived at the time of the Arizal, Moshe ben Yehuda Machir, and he also has similar words. In the Sefer Seder Hayom, he goes through different days of the year and talks about main ideas of that day and how a person should be noheg. He writes, when there's a kindness that's decreed for some tzara, so every person should be feeling part of that and should get together and to fast and to daven. Lo yomar hachacham v'hadayin, lama avate limudi l'sanos uspar limohem. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. After all, Talmud Torah outweighs everything. Yispalu Luhema, they'll do their thing, they'll daven. Vani al mishmarti amoda osik b'limudi. I'm doing my thing. Vashem chafet b'masa yosik masayim. A person thinks, I know, I'm doing something better. I'm being osik b'Torah. Says the Seder Hayom, chaliga lebal nefesh yomar kedvarim ha'ela. Chas v'shalom, to think and to say such a thing. Ki lo kol ha'itim shavim. Not all times are the same. Halimud utov v'yafeh. Ve'ein l'malam menu. True. Learning is wonderful and there's nothing better than it. But who can I get a call? All that is true. Aval, yesh itim uzmanim shetzarach l'sa'atzein b'tfila. There are times that call for extending yourself in a different direction, in tfila. Uzman Torah l'chud, uzman tfila l'chud. Kishachas v'shom yesh shum tzara l'rabim, tzarach l'vakish l'hem yeshua me'es Hashem b'tfila v'tachanunim. V'yoser mutar adav ezer l'chachamim l'yodim l'ater l'ratzos yivak shirachim l'alam Hashem. V'koshkein v'zikni ha'am v'shotav v'shovtav v'ein lehem l'asad v'limudam kim v'fakeach aliskei rabim. So again, this is just a little bit of chizuk. We should really not fall into that trap that somehow if we're learning that's better. No. Slichus is special. Slichus is what's called for at this time. This year it's a little less than other years because Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday, so it's actually the fewest number of days for Bnei Ashkenaz to say Slichus, such as this week, and then between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur another week. A little sleep deprivation is a small sacrifice to make for a know, a very noble goal and high purpose. So just, you know, as far as, you know, trying to understand the words of the slichus, I think I would encourage people, first of all, if you have a slichus with either a translation, so at least you can relate more to some of what's being said. I happen to have here an edition of Slichos and the Forest, which I use, which is very, very good. They have a nice hakdama to the issue of Slichos and different minhagim, but when the best times to say it and things like that, and who the paitanim were, and also, of course, on the Slichos themselves, they have the perush on the side, on the margin. But either way, whatever it is that can help us to feel more connected to what we're saying, I think would be appropriate.
Yeah. Is there an idiom to say everything that's in that day? Because oftentimes, you know, just right. Can't read an
error. So, no, if you miss a period or something, I would say if you're going at a slower pace and then they get to you can read this, I would just stop wherever you got up to. Definitely, you shouldn't continue saying the period while everyone's saying you can read this. Right. Basically, the main idea, you can read this, and whatever you say from the period, tov ma'at de kavana. And then when they get to the other period, you can either continue from where you were before, or you can jump to the other one. Right. The pismong, which is said together, you don't have a problem because they give you time to say each stanza.
Right.
But if you end up saying one or two less of the compositions, I don't think you've lost out.
And what about the second half where there's a Salemon and all those?
No, so that I think, look, it's important to say it, but again, you have to, if you end up saying less, so you said what you said. You know, again, I think it's also important to see that it's not about davening it up and saying everything. It's probably about saying what you can say with the appropriate kavana. I think so. Yeah.
If you're learning, it's early in Elul. The question's already passed, but you're learning, it's early in Elul, and you're in a base measure, and the Sephardim start saying Shleifa. Should you join?
If you're not Sephardi, I don't know that you have to. Is that your minhag? If you want to, you could. There's no problem with doing it. If you have to consider the fact that you're there, and that you might perceive that it's a little bit offensive to people, so that is another sensitivity issue. If you would be in a different room, that's one thing. If you're there while they're saying it, it may not be so nice to continue doing your own thing while they're saying slichas. I probably would recommend either saying it with them or finding a quiet room outside where you could learn. Yeah. Yes.
So if you're in a place that's not going to have slichot at like chatzah at night, is it better to say it the next morning rather than do it
the
earlier?
The issue of when to say it is a big discussion. So the ideal time to say it is at Shmoras HaBoker, just before daybreak, which you almost can't find today, except for, you know, maybe the first day. But more likely you'll have it after chatzos, like most people had it the first day of slichot, like for us last night. There are more and more, it's become common for people to do it like 10 o'clock or 10:30, which is a big tumult, a little controversial. There are those post-game who say better not to say it than to say it then, because it's a problem to say you can read this before Chatzos. It makes Kitrug. And then there are those who, I mean, Moshe is willing to be making in certain situations, B'Shas HaTchak, where you're not going to be able to say it otherwise, people can't come later. But even not B'Shas HaTchak, there may be what to rely on here in the Hagdama to the Slichos and Meforash. She brings those who say that 2 hours before Chatzos is not as bad, and possibly you could rely on that as well. But there could be what to rely on, and those who obviously are very against it. The idea that we have now done is to bring it to before Shacharis. The idea is that we have an extra tefillah, so it's not B'Shmoras HaBoker, it's not at night, but it doesn't do any harm. In other words, it's still a Seder tefillah, and it leads us into Shacharis, so that's what has become more accepted.
So we should really say it's more preferable
between 10 o'clock at night or before Shacharis. I mean, look, I'm a little biased, but I think that because of the fact that there are many postgame who are very much against doing it at 10 o'clock at night, so then I would prefer doing it before Shacharis. That's what the yeshivas generally have done over the years, rather than at 10 o'clock at night. But if you happen to be up at 1 o'clock in the morning then, and you're not too tired, then probably better is to do it 1 in the morning, which is ideal, or more ideal in terms of this man, in terms of Eis Ratzon, rather than after daybreak. Yeah.
If the young people who know Rachamim are the Iker of Slichos, and you're davening Chalmanim, then is it worth saying the other stuff?
It's worth it. Yeah, it's not nothing, but you just leave out Yigim Midos. You could say Kel Melech, you just don't say Yigim Midos.
Are women mechayivos in?
Don't find that they are. I didn't see any indication one or the other, but it seems to be more of a men thing. It's not like there's any Easter. I don't think. I mean, I think last night where I was in Slichas at the Sake, there were women that came maybe for the first day. I mean, there's definitely, if you're doing it with Tzibur, I mean, there doesn't seem to be any problem whatsoever. But in terms of the sense of the obligation involved, doesn't seem to be something that women should feel they have to do. Yoel?
If you do it in the morning, should you say brachos and stuff before Slichas?
So, interesting question. You can't, if it's already daybreak, it's not a problem to say Birchas HaTorah first. You are quoting Psukim. Whether it's absolutely required, it's not necessarily required because you're not saying the Psukim B'Torah's Limud, saying B'Torah's Tefillah. So, it may not be necessary, but if you feel comfortable generally when you get up and you're going to shul, you say Birchas HaTorah first, so you could definitely do it. I think that's what I usually do as well, Birchas HaTorah before. And just to know that you said it, you know. Anyone else? Yes. You don't need to. I mean, unless it's such a minion that you're really going to have time afterwards. Generally, people don't. Some people put on a talus, those who are married, obviously, or for whatever reason, wearing a talus. And that could be because part of the inyan of slichas goes back to the Gemara that says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was nesatif kishgiach tzibur. It's really more for the chazan, but. No. I mean, you do see people that wear a talis, but generally speaking, you don't see people wearing putting on tefillin before slichas because that's for shachris. Slichas, especially for slichas. So. But I don't know that it's per se an issur a problem, but it's not generally done. It's not generally done. Any other questions? Okay, very good. The ikur is again, you know, the ikur is the kavana shehaleid. Hope my advocate.